Hi, my name is Darlene, and I am so pleased you're visiting with me today, especially since you know the topic I'll be addressing, flaws, imperfections, all the boring and uncomfortable habits we live with day after day. I bet someone else crossed your mind when I said that, right? Only natural, but did it ever cross your mind that you could be the person crossing their minds with the same topic? How does it feel? Did I hear you say, "Who cares?" That's the most common reply, and it's okay, until it isn't. My behavior isn't okay with me, not anymore. For most of my life, I leaned hard on the phrase, "Well, no one's perfect." It was my all-purpose excuse, like duct tape for the soul. I hurt someone's feelings, "Well, no one's perfect." I messed up but didn't feel like admitting it, "No one's perfect." It wrapped everything in a warm little blanket of, "Let's just move on." And at the time, it felt like maturity, like I was being gracious, letting things go. But looking back, the phrase didn't just help me move on, it helped me stay stuck. It gave me permission to ignore things that maybe shouldn't have been ignored. And I wasn't the only one. Everyone around me was doing the same thing, still do, shrugging it off, calling it human nature, and continuing to step on each other's toes with muddy boots. But over time, something started to shift. Things that used to feel like small quirks started turning ugly. I saw friendships fall apart over opinions, families split over a single text message, people twisting truth until it sounded more like a plot twist than real life. Name-calling became normal, even celebrated. And don't even get me started on social media. I mean, if someone so much as breathes wrong in a comment section, it turns into a 3-day universal debate and lifelong grudge. I couldn't take it anymore. I just snapped. I had this wave of frustration that hit me like a freight train full of, "Are you kidding me?" I was furious, furious at what people were doing to each other, furious at how we accepted it as normal. I thought, why is this okay? When did we stop trying to be good to one another? I looked around and thought, somebody better change around here. And then came the kicker. That somebody wasn't changing. No one was, and I knew better. You can talk, plead, post quotes, write letters, you can bake a pie and hope kindness does the trick. But the truth is, people don't change just because you want them to. Some folks won't change because they don't see the need. Others defend their flaws like their precious family heirlooms. Even the kindest people sometimes hang on to habits that hurt others. I felt hopeless. The world seemed angrier by the day, online, in stores, in traffic, news media, and even church. The tension was always there, like a storm hovering above us. The realization stung, because I wasn't just mad anymore. I was sad, deep down, disappointed in the way we were all treating each other. I didn't want to be part of that. But what was I supposed to do? Wave a be nicer flag on the highway? And that's when it hit me. If I couldn't change the world, maybe I could change myself. So I started looking at my own behaviors, my thoughts, my silent judgments, my quick reactions, the things I excused with, "No one's perfect." And I thought, what's wrong with trying? It hasn't been easy, but I've learned a lot in this journey of growing myself. And honestly, it starts with something simple, treating others the way I want to be treated. You've heard that saying 100 times, but here's the thing, it actually works. When you lead with compassion and understanding, especially toward other people's flaws, you start to notice your own with clearer eyes. And once you see them, change doesn't feel like a chore, it just feels natural. Now, I do believe people can change because I'm changing. I don't know if others notice it yet, but I do, and that's enough for now. I've made a quiet promise to myself. I will not be a part of the bitterness in this world. Because I love this world, even when it's messy. I love the sky, the trees, the coffee shops. I love people. Yes, even the difficult ones. I might have been one myself. And more than anything, I love my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The little people who are learning from us so-called adults. I want them all, not just my family, to have a future worth growing up in, a world that is kind, not cruel, united, not divided, not one that teaches them cruelty is normal and okay. So no, I can't fix the whole world, but I can fix my corner of it. And that starts with the person in the mirror. That's how I'll leave something meaningful behind. What will you leave?